Support for KPLU comes from Alaska Airlines, introducing their new flight experience, Alaska Beyond, where passengers can watch movies on their own device, experience a new Northwest-inspired menu, and recharge with power outlets at their seat. More at alaskaair.com.
This is Going Places from KPLU. The San Juan Islands call themselves an inspiration for the senses. Vancouver, BC is spectacular by nature, and Boise settles for a one-word description, active. Whatever the slogan, tourism marketers work hard to attract your attention and hopefully your money. This week on Going Places, travel expert Matthew Brumley shares some of the best and worst slogans from around the world. He spoke to KPLU's Ed Ronco over Skype.
Tell us about some slogans that a lot of them say nothing, right? They're just kind of empty.
Well, my favorite one that says absolutely nothing is the German, for all of Germany, the travel slogan is the travel destination. It's like, really? I mean, you had like a marketing team come up with that. Are you serious?
So some of them can also be cheeky, you know? I mean, let's face it, in marketing.
Fiji. Yeah. Exactly. So some of them kind of play in. Are very playful. Fiji's Fiji Me, which I'm not sure what that means, but it's Fiji Me. Israel's one of my favorites. Size doesn't matter.
Wow.
And Colombia is working hard to bring in tourism, and their new one is the only risk is wanting to stay.
That's interesting that they're actually kind of acknowledging their, you know, reputation, right or wrong, as a dangerous place.
That's right. I think they're going head on that one. And one of my favorite all-time travel slogans for a country, and I think these guys did it right, is the Costa Ricans. And everyone knows that Costa Rica is famous for its nature. I mean, that's why people travel, the beaches, the rainforest, the jungles, and the hiking, all the birding. And so their slogan is Costa Rica with no artificial ingredients.
Very nice. Some of the places that have terrible slogans are also, I know from talking to you, some of your favorite destinations. So the slogan does not always indicate whether a place is a good place to go or not. How do you separate the truth from the hype?
Well, I mean, a slogan is just a slogan made up by a marketing team, right? So I'd take a slogan at face value. I mean, it's I think that I would do a lot of research, go online, talk to friends. I mean, that's usually the best way, right? Is word of mouth, talk to people who have been there, read some blogs, like maybe look at TripAdvisor and a few other sites. And you need to know, of course, what are you looking for? Do you like kind of a big urban experience, or are you looking for nature with no artificial ingredients?
Have there been places that have wonderful slogans where you would never return?
Oh, I think
that you're willing
I don't
to disclose.
Think so. I can't think of really anywhere I wouldn't return to. That's the problem with me. I tend to, everyone jokes that my favorite place in the world is the last place I went to. So Dana, my wife, and I spent our honeymoon in Belize 15 years ago and had a wonderful time. So if you love to dive, head to Belize. It's a great place to go. And their national slogan is, I thought, quite clever. It's, you better Belize it.
You can't go wrong with a pun.
No, you can't. You can't. And it is. It's a magnificent place. I mean, if you love to dive, it's one of the most phenomenal places in the world.
So the marketing is one thing, but getting in a little bit and matching your needs to what the destination can provide is really the way to go.
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely. And really word of mouth. I would really try to find people who have been there. And if you don't know anyone who's been to the destination you're going to, then I would see if you can find any recent blogs or, you know, something online, a community that has spent time there. And I think you're going to be amazed by what you dig up.
All right. So, Matthew, now that we've talked about national slogans, if we had a slogan for going places, what would it be?
I think I'd pick Columbia's, okay. But I would change it a little bit. I would say the only risk is wanting to listen.
I like it. Going places. The only risk is wanting to listen. Matthew, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions and a marketing genius right here on KPLU. Every Thursday, you can hear more Going Places episodes on our website, kplu.org. I'm Ed Ronco.